So the revolutionary tour of South London, of Stockwell, with our glorious leader Wolfgang Moneypenny, has come to, I'm not sure, maybe a close, but certainly it's been time to recuperate and to refresh ourselves. So we've got a couple of pints in front of us. Wolfgang, thank you so much for your time. So first of all, your initial thoughts on Stockwell as a revolutionary breeding ground.
It's a nice place. There's plenty of young potential foot soldiers, though for reasons of decency, we weren't able to negotiate with them today.
Do you think that nice places are revolutionary breeding grounds, though? I get a feeling that perhaps Stockwell, a lot of the kind of Clapham effect is drifting down, getting a bit too gentrified.
Yeah. The gentrification of many parts of inner city, South London, is on the one hand my goal, on the other hand my shackles. I simultaneously want progress for South London in very sort of normative terms, but on the other hand the romantic in me wants to see something far more imaginative and ambitious for South London to be the central point of the next stage of human civilization.
Yeah, I think that's
a
really
drive
important.
Into the unknown.
Yeah, I think perhaps we ought to really just clarify all about Free South London. So first of all, the blog is freesouthlondon.wordpress.com.
Yep.
On Twitter, Free South London. As simple as that. That's how you can hook up and follow Wolfgang Moneypenny. So maybe we should perhaps go all the way back, Wolfgang. So how did this movement start off, and what is an update, and where are we heading, please, with Free South London?
Free South London was born essentially in the attitudes of others towards South London. The dismissal of South London as some sort of confused combination of being both boring and an urban jungle, on both counts to be avoided, and in many cases to be left. I disagree. I genuinely believe South London, and particularly its certain parts of it, to be the most exciting parts of the whole city of London. Not the city of London, London a city. And so Free South London is an attempt to escape those misconceptions, challenge those misconceptions, and wherever those ideas of South London being awful are accurate, to rebel against them in the most productive of ways to make it excellent.
And so this really manifests itself certainly online. You're a very, very productive and a very, very decent blog writer, and so a lot of your ideas come across there on the blog, and you've been using Twitter to great effect. So I know it's not a beauty contest, we always say, you're shaping it rather well, but how many followers roughly have you got currently, please, Wolfgang?
I think I reached 250 last night.
And you've been making connections with people like myself who have got an interest in South London, and then taking it a stage further, which is what we've been doing today, which has been on a revolutionary whistle-stop tour of Stockwell.
I'm very interested in connecting hyper-local internet people such as yourself with the wider umbrella of South London. I mean, the hyper-local phenomenon is very useful, very contemporary. It's brilliant, but it's also useful to have a wider identity.
So it really is quite a large patch that you're speaking to. I mean, it's good that you're coming out to meet your people in these suburbs. Perhaps we should mention, what is your issue, if indeed there is one, with the other half city, with North London? Is it anything that you profoundly dislike, or is it perhaps just a case of celebrating what's around us here?
it's both. I think people have a duty to celebrate and improve what they start with. I think it's too easy for people to leave their home without bringing anything to it. But as for the rest of London, I don't like their attitudes towards South London at all. And I don't like their assumptive confidence that theirs is the best part of London.
And that really has historically manifested itself, you know, in terms of transport for start, and the whole kind of media political base, a lot of it, like being in North London. And then obviously if you're in those positions of power, then what's around you benefits from those. Whereas I think I'm in agreement with you. I think South London has been a victim of its geography in that sense. But while we're here, we should celebrate it. This is perhaps a tough question, Wolfgang. Where is your favourite location in South London? Either a specific place or an area? What would you try and sell the idea of South London?
At the moment, my favourite part of South London is due to be knocked down in 2 years. The Elephant and Castle Shopping Centre. I think it's wonderful. It's as I've written an article, it's due to be published in The Other Side magazine. It's a bad idea that has been salvaged by local people. I mean, it is a terrible shopping centre. It's brutalist architecture. It was designed quickly, put up quickly in the sort of post-war rush. It's badly designed. It's absolutely uncontemporary, but people have made something of it, and it, on a busy day with all the market stalls, it's an incredibly vibrant place. It's like a medieval village market in Albion. I find it genuinely beautiful, and it's going to be knocked down and replaced with a sort of anonymous, homogenous, postmodern monstrosity. And I am literally very tempted to chain myself to the Elephant and Castle statue on the day the bulldozers come.
Yeah, I think it is certainly a landmark. It's a landmark that's reflected, Wolfgang, in your Free South London coat of arms. So people, if they want to see the blog, so freesouthlondon.wordpress.com, and also your Twitter picture as well, so Free South London. Maybe is it worth explaining some of the imagery and symbolism that's contained within the Free South London coat of arms, please?
I've used colours of the Free South London teams that have won the FA Cup, particularly Wanderers in the black, pink and gold of the shield, the grey and red of Clapham Rovers, and the blue and yellow of Wimbledon FC. I have imagery of my namesake, Wolfie Smith, Naomi Campbell, Horatio Nelson, the Bermondsey tank, and many other artifacts of South London's cultural existence. And the thing is, upon designing it, it wasn't long before I realised there were many, many, many other artifacts that I had missed out. And so my current plan is to redesign it. And if anybody has ideas of visual artifacts of South London's existence that they that they think deserves a place in this revolutionary coat of arms, then feel free to email me at freesouthlondon@gmail.com and recommend.
Yeah, we in our inspection of the area just now in Stockwell, we saw Battersea Power Station, and that could be an obvious maybe use of symbolism there with the four chimneys. It's also perhaps worth mentioning as well briefly about the Free South London flag, which is proudly displayed on the back of your fighting armoury. I can see this right now. There'll be pictures on my blog later on this evening. So we have essentially a union flag. The main colour scheme is black for the lions in the flag. And then we have a blue, a red, a green, and a purple. Is there any symbolism contained within that at all, please, Wolfgang?
The purple represents the inherent nobility of even the most impoverished South Londoner. The green represents the In fact, we're quite lucky to have such wonderful green spaces in our half city. The red represents the revolutionary will of South London, and the blue represents the cautionary attitude we will have to protect our revolution.
I'm so pleased you mentioned that. I thought you were going to say the blue represents the South London Conservative Party. Now,
I used to spit over the Streatham the Streatham Conservative Party social club when I did my paper round as a disrespectful 13-year-old. So that's funny.
That should be part of the manifesto. Now, I'm not sure if you can hear the background. This is perhaps a convenient time for us to pause and to sup our beer. We've got Squeeze, Call for Cats playing, a fine South London band. I'm sure that they'd fit in with your ideals. So, just really to summarise, the blog, freesouthlondon.wordpress.com. On Twitter, you can follow Wolfgang, who is at Free South London. And I know Wolfgang, as our revolutionary leader, is very, very keen to share ideas with other hyper-local people here in South London. And he would gladly welcome, I'm sure, the invite to your local patch and an inspection of the area. And just to try and, I think, gain a bit more awareness and celebration of our various wonderful parts in our tremendous half city. A final thought?
Final thought is Stockwell is wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Wolfgang. I couldn't put it better myself. Cheers.
Bye-bye.